You're listening to SBS News.
Civil engineering student Fazaneh is graduating in Melbourne after coming to Australia in 2013 from Iran. She obtained a scholarship from RMIT University through its Enabling Educational Opportunities for People Seeking Asylum program.
Imagine if I didn't have this scholarship, I couldn't study. I couldn't study at all. So with this scholarship, I achieved what I wanted, and you know, I can't describe my feeling by words.
After 2 years in a detention centre, she is fulfilling her dream and finally has some stability in her life. The 29-year-old has found a job in her field and cannot believe her success.
But it was changed to a temporary visa, like we were accepted as a refugee June 21. So imagine, like, all this time we had no, security, actually.
She says the opportunity to study has been the biggest step she has taken in Australia. The program covers study costs and fortnightly support payments for students who would not have been able to access education due to international student fees. Lara Rafferty is the Enabling Educational Opportunities for People Seeking Asylum program manager from RMIT University.
This program is specifically for people whose claim for refugee status has not yet been determined by the government. So they're on those protection visas, and as a consequence of having that type of visa, they're required to pay international student fees for most higher education programs and some vocational education programs, and that is just a huge and usually insurmountable barrier for them.
The project is run in partnership with the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre. Its Innovation Hub Director, Abiola Ajetamobi, says her centre helps students to select courses that align with their goals.
We also provide reference letters affirming their asylum-seeking status and supporting their application process. I think another role the Innovation Hub plays as well with few universities, including RMIT, is to be that kind of guiding support.
She says the program can also play a role in breaking down barriers within the university sector. And Ms. Rafferty says students are expressing their immense gratitude for the opportunity.
So it changes how they feel about themselves, their sense of welcome to Australia and to the Australian community and the Melbourne community. And also then it changes their idea of what their future can actually be.
The scheme has had its funding extended for a further 3 years, with applications currently open for the next round of students. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.